Maria, thank you for this interview. This is Veronica Tiller interviewing at the IWY conference in Houston, Texas on November 19th, 1977. Maria, would you state your full name and address and phone number for me, please?
Okay. Maria Laurel Canfield, 1754 Conrad Tower, Houston, Texas. Telephone number at home is 465-5638.
Maria, could you tell me what you are doing at this convention and why you are here?
Well, I'm very interested in the ERA. I have not participated as much as I would like to because I am very involved in doing community work and local politics. And therefore, I have not really have been involved as much as I would like to be. However, I have been volunteering work. I worked yesterday all day at the Hyatt Regency, and I plan to attend this afternoon session, the second plenary session that they're having this afternoon. And I know that I have learned a lot, and I've met some very, very nice people, and I feel that I hope that from this convention, all women will have equal rights. I'm very concerned about employment. That's the main thing for me, employment.
Let me see. Are you interested in employing more women, any particular women, minority women, or?
Yes, minority women, blacks and Mexican Americans. I think that I think that there is a need for upper level positions, not only in city government and but state and national government. We do not have enough women appointed to commissions, boards, or any high positions in Washington that I think that are visible. There have been some good appointments, I will have to say that, but there's not enough.
So you think that women at this convention can have some impact on getting more women appointed to top government positions?
I hope that there is a strong effort at this convention to put more women in higher positions. That's very, very important because, and not only high positions where they're just a symbol, you know. I think decision-making positions, policy-making positions, those are, you know, very, very important positions, and I think that's what we need.
Are you affiliated with any organization, or is this just a personal involvement?
I am involved with the Women's Political Caucus. I'm involved with the Political Association for the Spanish-Speaking Organization. I am involved with Harris County Democrats, and I'm involved with the Women in Action. And I am also very, very involved with the LULAC, which is a national organization for Mexican Americans.
How did you first become involved, or what reason do you have for getting involved in issues concerning women?
Well, let me just go back. I've been involved in politics for 11 years, and it had been mostly on the local level, mayoral elections. And when Mayor Fred Hoffines won his election, I was placed as administrative assistant to the Director of Parks and Recreation. And at that time, we did not have enough women in that department at high-level positions, and particularly minority. And through my efforts, I made sure that not only in our department, but several departments, Mexican Americans and black women were hired, and not only in the, you know, just minor jobs, but some very good jobs. I also became involved with the Carter's administration. I was the only Mexican-American from the state of Texas on the Carter National Staff in Atlanta. And I was the only Mexican-American female also who was on his staff in the at the National Convention in New York. And I saw, what I saw and learned from this campaign was that there were, at the national staff in Atlanta, there were no Mexican-American women. There were about 500 people on staff, and I was the only Mexican-American from this state, and I thought that was very bad.
Considering the population of Texas?
Considering the population of Texas and the fact that we are 20% of this state.
Do you prefer that term Mexican-American as opposed to maybe Spanish-American or Chicano?
Well, I was, you know, raised in Laredo, Texas. I was born and raised in Laredo, Texas. And we have always used that term as Mexican-American. It doesn't matter to me, you know, as long as we get what we need to get done. And I really, it doesn't matter to me. If somebody wants to call me a Chicana, that's fine. If they want to say Mexican-American, that's fine, or whatever. I'm just very concerned with the minorities getting employment.
Do you think there's any difference between the concerns of Mexican-American women as opposed to other white American middle-class women or American white women?
Well, I think that the Mexican-American women are just beginning in the last, I would say, the last 3 years to get really involved in politics and in conferences like this. And they're beginning to realize that through this effort is the only way that you really are going to advance. And I feel that they have to work a little extra harder.
Do you think they have the same, I know they have the same problems as women, but do you think that they identify with this kind of a movement or event, a conference like this?
I don't know what the percentage is, you know, of Mexican-American women involved in this conference, but I was very surprised last night when I attended a function at Commissioner Leonel Castillo's home to see how many Mexican-American women were there. And I was very, very pleased that there are quite a few involved, but I really don't know what the percentage or how many really are involved. I have no idea.
Do you think that the Mexican women would identify with the women's movement? I mean, would they merge their own interests and pull together, or do you think that there's specific kinds of problems?
No, I think that the ones that are involved are ladies that have been involved before in something that can help them advance. And I think that they will be most cooperative with this conference. I believe that. I think that they will be very cooperative. I told you that I was the only, you want me to go back to like where I was born and what I do? Well, I already said that. I was appointed to be the administrative assistant to the director of Parks and Recreation.
No, I mean, before that time, I mean, some of your experiences that maybe tells why you are involved more aside from your political participation.
I was just a housewife, and I began to realize that my children were growing, you know, and I really didn't, wasn't participating and was not getting my my say-so in my community, you know. And so I began to get involved, and I do a lot of volunteer work in the Mexican-American community. And but as I went back before, my kick really is employment, because if our people don't work, their kids don't eat. So mainly that's my most of my involvement has been that.
Economic.
Yeah, it has been that. And I started working about 5 years ago. I'm 41 years old, and I've only been working about 5 years. So I did stay home to raise my children. And then started to become involved.
Is there any one single event that might have made you more aware of situation?
In the Mexican-American community, or just women in general?
Women in general, particularly for this convention.
Well, my involvement has been really with the Mexican-American women, not one particular group in general, like all Anglos. I belong to the organization of the Women's Political Caucus and now Women in Action, but my total commitment is to the Mexican-American community. And not that I, you know, want to snob anybody, because if anybody needs a hand and they extend their hand to me, I will help them, you know. But I feel that in our community there is a lot of poverty and a lot of people that need some upward mobility, and that's where I spend my efforts besides my family. So there's no time for anybody else except that.
How do you think, well, let's put it this way. What is the position of a Mexican American in their own society, as opposed to an Anglo woman, for example, in the society? Are there any cultural constraints, or?
Well, I think that, like I said, about 3 years ago, Mexican-American women just started really getting involved in the open. That's the way I see it. I feel that, they just have to compete a little harder, you know. That sometimes you find that they feel that there is discrimination, and that is a drawback. And they feel, a little insecure, you know. But I think that I'm beginning to see is that they're getting over that. And I hope that they will, because there is discrimination, there's no doubt. But I think that they can overcome that. They just feel a little more secure.
Do you think their position is any better or any worse than the average American woman?
Oh, no.
I mean, in relation to their own society, that is, how do the men think about them being involved in an organization or in a conference such as this one?
Well, there are still, you know, the married, the Mexican-American male, who do not like their wives to get involved in anything like this. They want them to stay home with the children. And here in Houston, I would say that the majority of the Mexican-American male really do not like their wives to participate in anything that is going to take them out of the home. And I'm talking about the people, not the the middle class or the upper middle class. This would be in the people who probably make less than $7,000 a year. Income level has a lot to do with it too.
So how did you get around this? I mean, how does your husband think about this?
Well, my husband is not Mexican American, and I have been married for 23 years, So when I had started getting involved, I had been involved, I had been, well, let's say 10 from 23, as see, we had been married 13 years when I started getting involved. And he was involved too. See, he ran for the legislature at one time, and then 2 years later I ran for the legislature, and I was the first Mexican-American female here in Houston that ran for the legislature.
Is that the state legislature?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was the first female here in Houston, and I'm very proud of that because it prompted a lot of attention to my race and from our community, and then a lot of women started realizing that they could do it too. And I very strongly support any qualified Mexican-American woman that wants to run for office. I strongly will support her.
How did you come out?
It was, this city was redistricted in 1972. And it was a single member district. There was no incumbent. It was a very, very conservative area with 90% Anglos. And but I gave it a real strong try, and I lost by 3,000 votes, which was, I got 10,000 and he got 13,000. But it was very good experience for me, and it made me realize that if the Mexican-American female puts an all-out effort and whatever she wants to do, she can get it done.
Well, I'm sorry that you didn't win. Do you plan to try again sometime?
I don't know. I lost 10 pounds. I can't afford it. I only weigh 108. I don't know. I really don't know. I enjoy politics very, very much. I always work for a candidate that I feel, and I sincerely feel, that he is going to work for the people, not only in my community, but the people in this city. And I really do get involved and put a real strong effort in trying to get that person elected. And I get involved in the governor's race, and I get involved in the presidential race. So I am very involved in politics, but my concern, because of my, it's good to know these people, number one, and number two, it's good to get a candidate in who is concerned with all people, and minorities, of course, and women.
So what are your expectations for this conference?
Well, I hope that I noticed here in the book where they were discussing a lot of things on the abortion, and they want the government to pay for those women. I believe, I don't know if I can phrase it right, to those women that wish to have abortions. I believe that they want a federally funded program so that anyone that wants to have an abortion can have it. Am I correct?
I'm not sure myself.
Well, this is the way I understand it. And I do not approve of that, because I feel that if a woman gets pregnant and she wants to have an abortion, then it is up to her to take care of it, and not our tax dollars. We have a lot of people in this country that need help, and that there's a lot of people that need employment. We need a lot of some people that are hungry, and I think that we need to put our efforts in that area instead of those women that want to have abortions. Expectations, I hope that they accomplish all they came to do, really, except that.
So your expectations are rather high? You're very quite optimistic?
No, I'm very optimistic, and I hope that we have one at least every every 2 years or every year. I don't know what their plan is. They plan to have one next year. Do you know anything about that?
I'm not sure.
Yesterday was my first day that I was involved and that I became involved. That was my first day of volunteer work. And I was really amazed at the number of people that are attending this convention. It's really, really interesting. So a lot of the anti-abortionist people feel that I really don't approve of some of the derogatory remarks that they have made. There was a big ad in the paper day before yesterday with a child, a picture of a child. It was a half page, and it stated, the child said, "Mommy, can I be a lesbian?" And I thought that was in very poor taste to put their point across. I think that people have the right to be whatever they want to be. The only problem with the with a lot of these women's organizations is that you have a lot of women like me that are involved, but you have also lesbians, and that takes away from the effort. Not that they're bad or that I disapprove, but a lot of people feel that women that belong to organizations like that are all that way. And it just takes away, you know, and it's kind of sad.
It's too bad that you're getting that much publicity when there's so many other people.
Mm-hmm. I think that basically their efforts are good efforts, and they're human beings just like all of us. And like I said, I have no. Nothing against them, and I have nothing against the gay people. They do their thing, and we do our thing. However, I don't approve of the derogatory remarks that have been made about the people participating in this convention. I really don't.
Well, thank you for the interview. Appreciate it very much.